A man whose face is well known from his roles on television is trying out a new role as a novelist. Successful character actor Ron McLardy has appeared in Law & Order, Spencer for Hire, Broadway Theater, and dozens of TV commercials. And now, at the age of 57, he has published a book called The Memory of Running. It required a huge effort on McLardy's part to get the attention of the publishing industry. And as Derek John reports, getting the attention of readers may prove more daunting still.
To understand the long and winding road that Ron McLardy took to get The Memory of Running published, it's useful to note that the book's protagonist, Smithy Ide, is a diehard Boston Red Sox fan. Despite a losing streak that rivaled the boys from Beantown, McLardy continued in his day job as an actor and never stopped writing. His enormous output and the lifetime's worth of rejection letters that accompanied it even became an inside joke among friends.
8 or 9 years ago, a friend of mine for Christmas gave me 9 of my novels, 40 plays, and all my poetry, and all these short stories. And he put them in one with a little cardboard binder, top and bottom, in one big, huge book form, which almost reached to the ceiling, and called it The Collected Mailings of Ron McLardy.
Tired of licking stamps, the aspiring writer embarked on a less traditional route to publication. His first glimmer of hope came in the less-than-glamorous world of audiobooks, where he works as a narrator. He presented an early draft of The Memory of Running to Claudia Howard, executive producer at Recorded Books. She then convinced the company to go out on a limb for what she felt was a diamond in the rough.
As far as we know, never had a book been released on audio before it was published in print. But there was no rule or regulation that said this couldn't be done.
And so, in 2000, The Memory of Running first saw the light of day as an audiobook. Suddenly, McLardy was narrating his own fictional tale of Smithy Ide, the 279-pound toy factory supervisor who takes off on a life-changing cross-country bicycle trip.
Like a jerk, I hadn't been checking the tires, and they were almost on the rim again, and they made a high whine against the shoulder of the road. I tried to gently pump the handbrakes, but the tires smoked. I held my breath. My chest hurt and my fat heart jumped around like a jumping bean.
The next chapter in the story of McLardy's plucky little novel involves best-selling author Stephen King, who, it turns out, is an avid listener of audiobooks. Claudia Howard, an acquaintance of King's, sent him The Memory of Running, hoping he might write a cover blurb.
4 weeks later, he doesn't write a blurb, he writes an entire article about the book for his Entertainment Weekly column. About how here is a unique American voice that remains undiscovered.
King's column was entitled The Best Book You Can't Read and mentioned Smithy Ide in the same breath as Huck Finn and Holden Caulfield. The big publishing houses got the message, and after a fierce bidding war, McLardy, formerly the poster boy for literary futility, had earned a 2-book deal worth a cool $2 million. Recorded Books' Claudia Howard says King was right to scold the book industry for overlooking McLardy's talent.
And in a way, he was saying, shame on you, publishing industry. Not necessarily for not having found Ron McLardy, but maybe for stopping looking for Ron McLardy's.
I think they are going out and looking for new writers.
Laura Miller is book critic for Salon.com. She disputes the notion of an impenetrable industry.
I think the worst enemy of an aspiring writer are all the other aspiring writers who are just kind of clogging the whole system.
Miller argues that it's actually not all that difficult to get published these days.
We had 175,000 new titles published in the United States in 2003, which is a new book every single half hour. And so while we have more and more people wanting to write books, we have fewer and fewer people buying the books that are published and reading those.
And therein lies a problem. It's hard to believe, especially in the case of McLardy, but for him and other aspiring authors, getting the attention of publishers may be the easy part. In today's crowded marketplace, it's getting the attention of readers that's the real challenge. According to Miller, a book's ability to cut through the white noise often determines whether it's published at all.
The book is being published because it's promotable. Now, it may also be a good book, but there's a kind of publicity that you can get from a great story, like the Cinderella story of The Memory of Running, that you can never get from good reviews, or the author can get on television because they have this personal narrative to tell that so many people find inspiring.
You know what? It's such a great story in so many ways, and I am absolutely loving this book. Very, very happy for you. Ron,
terrific.
Good to meet you.
Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations.
Now, of course, Viking Press may think McLarty's novel is the best thing since War and Peace, but the vast marketing campaign for The Memory of Running also seems to indicate that they're not hedging their bets. Leaning heavily on King's endorsement, Viking took out a full-page ad in the New York Times, scheduled a lengthy book tour, and produced a slick promotional DVD recounting McLarty's miraculous discovery. In the words of his own publicist, that kind of investment is, quote, shockingly rare for a previously unknown author. Nevertheless, everyone seems to agree that ultimately it's up to the book itself, which is just fine with McLarty, who has managed to keep a healthy perspective along the way.
At 57 years old, writing gave me a lot more than I gave it. And there's two ways to look at it. You can either look at it funny or look at it like it's a tragedy. And I prefer looking at everything as a little funny.
So funny, in fact, that just like his beloved Red Sox, he's laughing all the way to the bank. For NPR News, I'm Derek John in New York.
If McLarty finally has your attention as a reader, you can read an excerpt of his The Memory of Running by stopping by our website at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.